BlogTalkLive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. It is the Thursday night edition of the show. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern time. So join us and bring up anything, whether it be a political issue or something of a personal nature. Whatever's on your mind goes at 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com.
And check out the archives. We have the last 6 days of the shows saved there. They're in convenient little labeled one-hour downloadable capsule things.
Yes, and it's easy and free.
And free, I can think
of
more.
FreeTalkLive.com. So go get them. And also, don't forget, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call 1-888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org. I actually just ordered some more bumper stickers today, some Free State Project bumper stickers, because we've got ourselves a little local group here in the Tampa Bay area with a significant amount of membership that kind of meets together, so I figure I'd buy some bumper stickers for people that don't have them. And I also got myself a Free State Project pin.
Oh, really? Do you have the official golden pork pin now?
No, it's not a golden pork pin. It just happens to be a golden pin. But anyway, now everywhere I go, I can have the Free State Project attached to my clothing.
Well, it's not like you really go anywhere.
Right.
You know,
that's
home,
true.
Home, studio, that's it.
Maybe I'll loan it to you, man, because you actually go places. 1-888-532-4604 for the Free State Project, or go to freestateproject.org. We got emails, and the email address is ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. One of our female listeners has emailed us, man, Mary Jo. She emails with a number of issues in regards to the government. So let's get to it. She says, "Hi, guys. I listen to you by downloading the archives. I wish I could receive you live and call." Well, Mary Jo, you should pick up your phone and call your local talk stations. All you have to do is call them up, talk to the program director, tell them you want to hear Free Talk Live. It means a lot to those guys to hear from a listener.
It's true.
Or a potential listener.
They rarely hear from listeners, quite honestly.
I mean, because you'll be listening to whatever station picks up the show. So they're going to pick up a listener by you listening to Free Talk Live.
It's true.
If they add the show. So call your local talk stations, people. Anyway, she says, "I'm for the libertarian ideals, but there are some really confusing issues. Ian, you're very firm, and you don't give an inch on a lot of issues. Sometimes I see your point, and sometimes I have to take Manwich's side." Well, that's okay, Mary Jo. I totally understand.
That's why I'm here.
She says, "I kind of feel sorry for Manwich, because even when I feel sorry for you, too, quite a bit, Manwich. Even when he's right, or even when I think he's right, he couldn't budge you with dynamite. I'll give you both praise for bouncing back quickly after the fisticuffs. Tee-hee. And continuing as though no harsh words had been spoken. You do this very well. That's why we're the professionals, Mary Jo."
I've had you a couple of times, but I only get it to the point where you can't speak anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I don't actually convince you of anything.
Right. And we do have fun on this show. And if it does seem to get serious, she's absolutely right. The next segment will be right back to where we need to be. Because talk radio, first and foremost, should be about entertainment. You should be able to enjoy listening to it, I think. Without any government, this is back to Mary Jo, without any government, we would be in a real mess. Rules are necessary or you have chaos. The world is too big and too many people just for each of us to do our own thing. Well, I suggest that we have chaos through control right now. I suggest that the world that we live in is chaotic, even with the government here. In fact, I would say there's probably more chaos as a result of the government's involvement than there would be if there was drastically less government. Because the government getting its nose into, whether it be business regulation, the war on drugs, the war on terrorism, think about it. It creates chaos.
It sure does.
It may have the best of intentions, but by saying, no more drugs, and creating the drug interdiction program and the Coast Guard and all these different drug enforcing organizations going in there and basically screwing with the free market, because the market says people want drugs, and therefore people will supply drugs until the end of time. It doesn't matter how many laws they pass or how draconian the laws get. The drugs will continue to come into the country, and as a result, that's chaos, because people are breaking the law, and isn't that kind of a definition of chaos?
It's true.
They're out of control! So there's one example. Getting rid of the
drug laws would be a great way to make a lot less criminals.
Getting rid of them, yeah, absolutely. And would also take more chaos. When you say less criminals, you don't just mean less criminals in that they're marijuana smokers arrested, because those are technically criminals. You're talking about violent criminals. Because
absolutely.
If you end the drug laws, about 80% of the violent crime is going to disappear virtually overnight.
I agree.
Like within within weeks, because the black market will be gone, and therefore the prices will drop drastically. I mean, drug prices are increased because of the black market. People are paying, I think it's $100 or more for a gram of, is it a, like for a gram of cocaine? Something crazy like that?
That would be my guess.
I think we had somebody call in and say like $120 or something.
$100, I think, is what they use for the formulas when they put together, $1.5 million worth of cocaine seized at border. You know, that kind of thing when they come up with them. You know,
a gram. Yeah. A gram of something costing $100. That's crazy. And it's only the black market that can bring those prices. So therefore, the crackheads and the cokeheads out there that can't afford it, because there's plenty of rich white people that can afford it, and they have no problems. They don't commit crimes, except for the crime of acquiring and using it. There are lots of people who cannot afford $100 per gram, and so therefore they rob people. They steal things from people's cars and pawn them, and therefore they can get the money, or they whore themselves to get the money to get these drugs. And that's chaos. That's chaotic. So while I understand what Mary's concern is, it is big government that brings us more chaos than we would have without it. Anyway, she goes on to say that the free market's a wonderful idea, and getting government out of it is a great thing to shoot for. We're in agreement, Mary Jo. For instance, she says the FAA. Now, the FAA may not be exactly what we're looking for, but with some refinements, she thinks it's still really a good idea. Imagine everyone doing their own thing, zipping around the airspace, flying at whatever height suited them, and I think that there would be a lot of crashes or, if they're lucky, near misses. Well, it would seem to me that if you could fly whatever height suited you, there wouldn't be as many crashes, because everybody today is stuck on the same level of road. You can only change lanes if you happen to be on a multi-lane road. And so, therefore, you have to deal with all those cars around you. Well, if you're in the air, then if there's a plane next to you, you could just move up or move down. Was it Brandon that called in with the suggestion? Brilliant suggestion, I thought, about kind of like a tiered system, that the slowest moving vehicles would be closer to the ground. We're talking about flying craft. The slowest moving ones would be close to the ground. The fastest ones would be high up, and there'd be a scale in between. I think that makes perfect sense.
It probably makes some sense. I'm not sure that I'm prepared to jump off this whole FAA thing right away.
Well, anyway, moving on. She says, driving would be interesting, to say the least, without rules. With the rules, have you ever noticed how many drivers run stoplights? Speed well over posted limits, talking about 90 to 100 in a 65-mile-an-hour zone, or 50 to 60 in a 35. Now, I tend to agree that the slower traffic under the speed limit is a big contributor to accidents. But without the rules, I don't even want to think about it. And who is going to make the rules? And who is going to enforce them? Well, now we're getting into the whole private roads issue, which I don't really want to get into that.
You generally lose that one.
That much. But her point, she's making a good point that even with the rules, look at all the breaking of them. I mean, what good do those rules do? The speed limit rules, let's be honest, revenue generation. But the speed limit rules are there so they can set up speed traps and pick off driver after driver after driver, give them all tickets, and get their quota for the month. That's the point of speed limits. They're not there to protect anybody, because everybody, including the cops, speeds. But everybody.
They don't speed by a bunch. And the fact is, if you have, going through neighborhoods, you've got people going 100 miles an hour, endangering lives. Speed limits are about saving lives and keeping people safe.
Well, neighborhoods that are not through streets tend to not have people going 100 miles an hour, because they're usually just going home or going to work. And if it's a private road in a neighborhood, they could put whatever speed control devices in it they wanted to. And that's her answer as far as who's going to set the rules. Well, if it was a private system, it would be the road owners. It's their road, so they get to set the rules.
Not going for that road owner stuff, sorry.
Well, anyway, 800-25... I could live with government roads, as long as we have way, way, way less government everywhere else. 800-259-9231. It's your show, and I think we should still abolish school zones. Free Talk Live, more coming up.
You like them.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cartavite? Cartavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cartavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cartavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cartavite.
To the farthest corners of the earth. Explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now, and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
We all know how important it is to remember Mother's Day this May the 8th. For one that's done so much for us throughout our lives, Mother's Day is the real opportunity to say, thanks, Mom, for all that you've done for me. Say thanks with a bouquet from theflowerplace.com. They're one of the top online florists, and they take their work very seriously. When you call to order flowers for your mom this Mother's Day, you'll be talking to a real florist, not some kid in the boiler room. And not only do they have many choices on their website, theflowerplace.com, but they can also make a special custom arrangement for your special mom. And most importantly, they don't raise their prices for the holidays. So you can enjoy their everyday low prices this Mother's Day. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. From and to 185 countries, including the U.S. and Canada. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 1-866-355-0023.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all-natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, the Thursday night edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. Check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies of all shapes, sizes, ages, and colors have sent us their photos, and we put them up on the web because we're proud of our female listeners. As a matter of fact, if you're a lady and you call in and we've got guys on hold, you'll go to the front of the line because women come first here on Free Talk Live.
That's how we do it.
Exactly. 1-800-259-9231. In this case, we're reading an email from one of our female listeners. Her name is Mary Jo, and she's concerned with some issues. She says she's all for the free market. She just has some minor questions, I guess. And so we're going to continue. She says, when I listen to your show, I get the impression that you're just out for yourselves. And to heck with everyone else. Maybe I'm hearing you wrong.
But I hear both you and Manwich belabor your money being taken from you for whatever reason. And I agree that it should not be taken from you, but would either of you be willing to contribute to help, say, a truly unfortunate person who has no one else?
I am a contributor to St. Jude's Hospital. I think that that's doing that. I've got, you know, I sponsored one of those kids in South America.
Mm-hmm.
I do that.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that
about
you.
All my thing, yeah.
That's cool, man. I've done some work with charity in the past before as well, and I've been known to do that sort of thing, but I'm not as... You've got a good decade on me, so you've had
sure.
a little more time to accumulate some
sure.
wealth.
I don't think at 24 I had done anything like that,
right.
really.
I've done a little bit of it, but yeah, it's like you have to have a little bit of wealth to give in order to help somebody out. And so if the government wouldn't take as much from me, I'd be more likely to give more.
Now, one thing I've heard people say that libertarianism is a cynical idea. You know, it's cynical, it's all about me. Well, it seems to me if I want the government to take care of my problems, you know, I think that the government needs to help other people. That seems far, far more cynical. I want them to take care of my parents when they get old. Doesn't that seem pretty cynical and mean
mm-hmm.
to say I want to go out and take money away from other people in order to take care of my parents? That's cynical and mean.
Well, they don't see it that way.
They don't see it that way,
they
but that's how it is.
They don't see the violence.
And isn't it pretty cynical to say, sorry, Black people can't take care of themselves. We need welfare so that people can be taken care of.
I think it's downright racist.
It
personally.
Is. I mean, you know, as far as I'm concerned, welfare is a racist system.
I am cynical towards government. I don't trust it.
I don't either.
I don't believe in it. And evidence is on my side.
Yeah.
The evidence is government can't do anything right. Now, despite Manwich's love for government roads and despite Manwich's love for the FAA, I still contend that they can't do anything right. Sure, you can get the government to build a road if you throw enough money at it, but if the government just simply modifies itself in one way, and that is takes bids instead of just hires a company and pays it all kinds of money to go build a road, if it just takes bids from different companies, it saves something like a third of the amount of money that they would.
That's generally what they do.
Third.
To my experience, that's generally.
Well, it depends
what they
on where you live. Anyway, going on here. So, yes, we have both done charitable things in our past and continue to do so. But anyway, she goes on to say, but I hear both you and Manwich belabor, would you be willing to contribute to help an unfortunate person? Because in what you're saying, you want there will be no one to do that. In what you're saying, you want there will be no
in
one
world,
to do that.
Say the world that you that we're saying that we want?
I guess, yeah. I don't see how that could be. What we're talking about,
I believe
about,
strongly
Jo.
In the I believe that America, and we probably don't say this enough, that America is the most charitable nation on the planet.
That's a fact.
And that if given the opportunity, given enough money, if we were given all of our money, you know, that the federal government takes from us in income tax, that we would be that much more charitable.
Absolutely. And the reason that we give is selfish. Believe it or not, sure, there's lots of people that like to claim, I'm so selfless, look at my donations to charity. This proves how selfless I am.
I do it because it makes me feel good.
Well, exactly, and that's the reason why those people that say that do it as well. They just won't admit it. Yeah, you give to other people. You give to charity because it makes you feel good to help somebody out.
It does.
That person needed some help, and I just helped that person. Or I just helped that organization that's helping people. And in some cases, people that give a lot of money, they do it so they can get their name put on something.
Yeah.
That's my building that the YMCA has. That's the Manwich Center. Because I'm helping people with money. It's totally selfish to give money to charity. And that's great. Because it makes people want to give money to charity. It makes them feel good.
The way that charities market themselves.
Well, it's just the way that it works.
Mm-hmm.
When it's government taking money from you at gunpoint, you don't get that same feeling. I don't know. Does anybody out there, besides the biggest statist authoritarian, anybody out there listening, get a real feeling of well-being when they're signing the check to the government for their IRS payment? Do you feel like, boy, I'm so glad I'm giving all this money to the government. They're helping people.
They're taking care of us.
No, as a matter of fact, government doesn't help anybody. Sure, there are some people who receive a welfare check that maybe should get some help, but for the most part, most of the welfare is going to the middle-class bureaucrats that administer the program. There's no doubt in my mind, and I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I know it's, I think it's over $150 billion a year, billion, that Americans give to charitable causes. That's a lot of money. And if we were to free up Americans' incomes, if we were to allow them to keep all of the fruits of their labor, I agree with you, Manwich, they absolutely would give more. And not only would they give more dollars, but they'd also give more time. Because right now, we find that the government takes about 50% of our incomes. Over all levels, whether it be federal, state, and local. You combine all the taxes together, and all the hidden taxes that you don't think about, you know, like your power bill taxes, your cell phone bill taxes, your gasoline taxes, the ones that don't factor into the income tax, the sales taxes. You take them all, average them together, you get about 50% on average in America that people are taxed. If people have 50% of their money, if they get to keep all of their money, that means they have to work half as much to get the same amount of money.
It's true.
If you're working half as much, doesn't that give you more time to go volunteer for your favorite cause?
Yeah.
Absolutely. And so you're going to have not only more dollars being given to charity, but more volunteer hours, which really, honestly, I've done, I've worked with the Libertarian Party. I know that volunteer hours are what really counts. Dollars are good because they help the gears turn and they help you buy, you know, the necessary things that you need to run your charity. But if you don't have people there, if you don't have people to help you, people who really care about what it is that you're doing, you sure as hell can't do it all yourself. So volunteer hours are critical. And if more people have more free time because they're not busy working for the government, they will be able to help their favorite charity. Moving on, she says, now you'll say there'll be organizations to do this, like religious groups. But if everyone feels as you do, who's going to be giving up the almighty dollar to the religious organizations to do the work? How would you and the rest of the Free Talk Live group handle this very real issue? Well, there are a variety of charities out there. Not all of them are religious-based, and not certainly, Mary Jo, most people in America, and I would say probably most libertarians, aren't like me in my religious beliefs. I don't think that there are very many atheists in America. I just don't think so. Maybe 10% of the population?
Come on.
Maybe. That's being
Three,
very liberal.
Two, one, yeah. Something like that.
Yeah. And just because we're atheists doesn't mean we're not going to help people out. As specified earlier, I like to help people too. And it doesn't mean, it doesn't even preclude me from volunteering for a religious-based charity. If the results are right, I don't really care that much what the methods are. I mean, if I really want to see people get help in a certain fashion, do I really care that much if they are a biblically-based organization? Personally, I don't, really. My point when I'm giving to charity is to help people. Whoever's doing the helping, if they're doing it in the right way, they deserve money or volunteer time. So there you go. There's your answer, Mary Jo. She's got a little bit more. She's got some more concerns, and I think it's a great email, so we're going to continue with it. 800-259-9231, though. If you want to interrupt the show and take control, bring up whatever's on your mind, 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention parents. Congress wants to take away your parental authority. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. The new bill is about to become law, and unless we do something to stop it, it could eliminate your favorite show. All because Congress is offering to help protect your children. After Janet Jackson's costume accident, Congress got up in arms. They proposed $500,000 fines for broadcasters and on-air talent per incident of indecency. You are right to want to protect your children. I have three young children myself. But you don't want the government to choose what's appropriate for you or your family. There is programming that some families find objectionable that you, as a parent, may decide to use as the basis of a life lesson, a conversation with your children. At DownsizedDC.org, we believe that Congress must not meddle with your family decisions. This bill is in the final stages of becoming law. We must act now to stop it. You can tell your congressman you oppose this law by visiting DownsizedDC.org.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. When I say horsepower, what comes to mind? If you think go, you're right. But if you think stop, you're right too. Confused? Don't be. When I come back, I'll tell you all about it. What do your engine, transmission, driveline, power steering, and cooling system all have in common? When your service technician properly cleans, flushes, and conditions these systems with BG products and services, it pays off big time. With more trouble-free miles for you. Why BG? BG services include a 150,000-mile, 7-year protection plan. Free. Some restrictions apply, so get the facts on protecting your automotive investment at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. Horsepower measures muscle, usually thought of in terms of acceleration. But what goes up must come down. Yes, it takes horsepower to stop cars as well. In fact, it takes twice as much energy or horsepower to bring a car to a stop as it does to get the same car up to speed. Now you know why everyday driving, even in cool weather, creates extremely high temperatures within a car's braking system, up to 600 degrees. So to make sure your car's horses have the power to whoa as well as to go, have your brakes checked regularly. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
The show is Free Talk Live, and you can take control toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online at freetalklive.com and take advantage of our live streaming. Maybe you live in an area of the country where we don't yet have an affiliate, which is likely, if you're listening on the internet. But that's going to change soon because you are likely going to be picking up your phones and calling your program directors and telling them that you want to hear Free Talk Live, which would be awesome if you did.
It would be great.
In the meantime, though, you'll have to tune in online at freetalklive.com. And in that case, we've got live streaming, including a broadband feed and the dial-up feed as well.
One thing's for certain, Free Talk Live is going to take over the world.
Yes, yes it is, Manwich. We're going to get back to emails here in a bit, but we got Terry on the phones, and the show's about your calls, where you can bring up anything. Terry, in West Virginia, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, fellas, how are you?
Excellent, sir.
Here's what I'm calling about. You know, I've been thinking about this. If everybody, say the Free State Project goes off, and got a lot of liberty-minded people there, I just don't know what the laws are. Are you allowed to opt out of federal programs as an entire state? Like, could you say, oh, you know, our state's not going to take any federal money, but we're not going to pay any federal income tax either?
I think that that's an idea that I've put forth and others in the Free State Project have put forth. There are people that are thinking similarly to you, Terry, and they want to do it. My question for you would be, what do you think they would do if we couldn't do it?
Well, last time, didn't we have a civil war? Last time, a bunch of, you know,
that's not
going to
go well, I'll tell you.
That's certainly the utmost. That's certainly the utmost paranoid thing. You know, the most worst possible. I think the worst case scenario that you could possibly think of would be a second civil war. How likely do you think that would be, though, Terry?
Well, pretty much wasn't that the first one? Wasn't that what started it? Was
states' rights issues? Absolutely.
From the union.
It was states' rights. Sure.
But no, I'm just saying. I don't know how. I just don't know the Constitution that well. Do they allow in a state opt out of federal?
That's not federal programs and states' dealings with them aren't addressed in the Constitution, to my knowledge. I mean, most of these federal programs are unconstitutional in the first place, so you have to realize that. And the reason why so many states are involved in federal programs is because of the money. It's the money. The feds hold whatever it's the Department of Education or the Department of Transportation. They have these different programs, and they kind of hold money out on a, like a little carrot on a stick in front of the states and say, ooh, looky, we got money. We got this money. You want it? You want it? You sign on to this program. You follow our rules. And so, therefore, I would think it'd be just a matter of, like you were saying, simply declaring independence from all these federal programs and just not accepting their money anymore.
But I don't know if income tax is considered a program, or that's a constitutional amendment, isn't it? I mean, I'm just wondering how much power a state has to override federal law. You know, can they just say, hey, we don't like this, we're not doing it?
I think it is definitely something, I think it's a great question, and I think it's something that's certainly worth trying out and testing out and finding out if it works. In regards to the income tax, I could be wrong about this, but as I understand it, the 16th Amendment gave the government the authority to collect income taxes, but it didn't authorize the IRS. It didn't create the IRS.
So
The IRS is the unconstitutional organization, and some people have even gotten on these airwaves and argued that it's not even a government organization, that it's a like a private organization based out of Puerto Rico. which is interesting. But nonetheless, I think that it'd be just a matter of passing some sort of a bill in New Hampshire, getting our liberty-minded people into the state house, and passing a bill that simply says, from this point on, New Hampshire businesses are no longer required to participate in withholding. And if the IRS harasses you, we will send the state police to defend you. What are they going to do?
I honestly have no idea.
What would you do if you were...
I just don't think the federal government, they rely on federal taxes so much, and they love the power grip and the control. I don't think they would go quietly on that.
So you believe they would what? Roll tanks into New Hampshire? Start assassinating people? What do you think they'd do?
Well, I mean, it's not unheard of that the government, overplays their power card on trying to control people.
When they're dealing with an entire state having a revolt against their taxes, really, they can't exactly control that very easily.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what they'd do. I would love it. Believe me, I'd love it, and I think that would boom the Free State Project real quick if you got rid of federal income tax in that state. But
They would have withholding. You're right. I don't know what they would do either, but they would have to. I can't imagine that it would be overtly violent. I can't imagine that because the news, it's not like it's the 1800s anymore where news traveled by horseback. I mean, if the feds rolled a tank into New Hampshire and started in, martial law there over income taxes, I think some other people would probably get the word and maybe get a little bit angry about that kind of behavior.
Yeah, but you got to understand that federal income tax, I mean, you go to jail longer for evading federal income tax than you do raping a woman,
Are they going to put the whole state in jail?
You're telling me that they're not going to take it serious? I'm not sure. That's what it's a heck of a question.
It's certainly something that's fun to mull over, and one thing's for sure, Terry, we're going to give it our best shot. We're going to, just because there's a chance, just because I've heard all kinds of people bring up all kinds of theories about the Free State Project, that the feds are going to kill you, and they're going to drop a nuke on the state of New Hampshire, blah, 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 blah. And I've heard all kinds of violent theories. Well, let's find out. I say let's find out what they do. Let's give them our best shot. Let's abolish the income tax in the state of New Hampshire, the federal income tax, and see what they have to say about it.
Now, you can't abolish the income tax. You can stop the withholding.
Stop the manual.
That way, people that choose not to.
People can, people want to get paid the income tax, they'd still be free to do it. You're right.
Libertarians are all about freedom, and they wouldn't propose to force anyone to do anything.
All the big government supporters.
Yeah, I mean, if you stop making the businesses be the tax collectors, I mean, they'd have nothing. They couldn't operate.
That's right. Well, no, they'd still be operating off the other 49 states. Believe me, there's plenty of money coming from those states.
If you got rid of withholding, I seriously think they'd have no way to actually collect anything. It'd be another law in the books that they couldn't enforce.
There's
a way to get money if you're not.
And they could take us to the Supreme Court. They could take it to the Supreme Court and win, and we could tell them to go F off.
Yeah, I mean, how are they going to enforce it?
Exactly. Because they can't enforce it because this system fundamentally was created by we the people. We the people of the United States created the federal government. We set the rules. We set the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. They are supposed to be our servants. And so, therefore, our position is the golden one. We're good. Where we're coming from is the right position. So, therefore, I think that we're totally safe in doing this. And I think it's going to be a lot of fun. So, hopefully, you'll join us, Terry.
Yeah, I plan on going. I'm just waiting for the numbers to get where they're supposed to get. And then
Wait, have you signed up yet?
Yeah, I signed up. I signed up a long time ago, but I've made a pledge that I'll move when there's 20,000, and that's what I'm waiting for.
Well, fantastic, Terry. I think we're probably going to move a little bit sooner than that, but for all I know, Free Talk Live, what I'd like to see happen is I'd like to see Free Talk Live take off in popularity and get on a few hundred radio stations, and maybe we could get to 20,000 within a year or so instead of the glacial pace that the Free State Project is recruiting people right now. Because it's glacial.
How do you, and that's another question, is, I mean, I know you can call and bug the GMs at radio stations, but how do you get your word out about your program? You just keep calling and bugging the general managers.
That's all you can do. That's what I do during the daytime, Terry. I call radio stations.
And we have advertising out too.
Have a force of people trying to sell your show.
Well, we don't have a force yet, but we're working on it. Terry, thank you for your time, man.
Yeah, thanks a lot, fellas.
Pick up your phones too. 800-259-9231. Great call. Good questions. We're excited. Free State Project. Anyway, Free Talk Live coming back. We got more stuff. In fact, On the way, we still got to finish Mary Jo's email, unless you interrupt the show and bring up whatever's on your mind, just like Terry did. It's your show. Take control. Free Talk Live.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
We all know how important it is to remember Mother's Day this May the 8th. For one that's done so much for us throughout our lives, Mother's Day is the real opportunity to say, thanks, Mom, for all that you've done for me. Say thanks with a bouquet from theflowerplace.com. They're one of the top online florists, and they take their work very seriously. When you call to order flowers for your mom this Mother's Day, you'll be talking to a real florist, not some kid in the boiler room. And not only do they have many choices on their website, theflowerplace.com, but they can also make a special custom arrangement for your special mom. And most importantly, they don't raise their prices for the holidays. So you can enjoy their everyday low prices this Mother's Day. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. From and to 185 countries, including the U.S. and Canada. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 1-866-355-0023.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Take control toll-free 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. And we're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can also join us online at freetalklive.com. Check out the bulletin board system where we have finally cracked 400 users, Manwich.
Woo!
Which is exciting. And we've got thousands of posts. Literally over 12,000 posts for you to surf around through there. So be sure you check that out. It's a lot of fun. It's like the Free Talk Live playground.
Yep. It's kind of like that.
And you can get interactive with us, freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call them toll-free at 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. The show is about your calls. When you make them, we go to them. Dan in Washington, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
So on this charity issue, you know, the concept that government is somehow a big charity is not from the founding. You know, it's not from the Constitution. It's something that happened this past century.
Yeah, you're right.
We call it socialism.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Because, you know, this country has never had a time when there was, you know, mass starvation or poor people dropping in the streets or right. Anything like that.
And but we only really had socialism for the last 50 years or so.
Right.
Since Johnson's Great Society experiment in the late 60s till now. So, I mean, that's only 40 years?
Well, the more socialist we get, the more towards communism we go, the more likely we're going to have mass starvation and bread lines.
Absolutely.
And stuff like that.
That's right. So the country is so much richer now than it was then. And if we didn't have problems then, without government involvement in charity, you know, what makes people think that somehow today, without government and charity, things are going to, you know, go to hell?
Wait a minute, I'm a little confused. Can you rephrase that?
What I'm saying is, back in the early days of the country,
the vast majority of the time the country's been in existence, there hasn't been socialism.
Right, there hasn't been government charity.
Right.
And charities worked just fine. Right?
Right.
There wasn't poor people starving, there wasn't mass homelessness, there wasn't, you
Got
know,
it.
Serious problems, right? So
right.
Somehow people think that if government got out of the charity business, you know...
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You know,
okay, yeah, you're
it
saying
doesn't
that...
doesn't make any sense.
People are scared that people will die in the streets.
Right.
The old excuse of, you can't get rid of Social Security, your grandparents will die crawling in the streets.
Right, isn't that the point of the email you were reading?
No, actually, that wasn't the point of the email.
Oh.
She was questioning whether or not we would give to charity personally, because we seem like selfish meanies.
No, it absolutely was a portion of the...
it's
what
the subtext of it, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. It's good that you're paying better attention than Ian is.
Hey, I'm just a talk show host. Cut me a break. All right, Dan,
you take brains.
An instructive story is the Chicago Fire. You should go online and read about it. Because in 1871, a third of the city of Chicago burned to the ground. 300,000 people were homeless, right? And the government did not get involved, right? And
so did people die in the streets?
No.
Not after the fire.
No, I mean, some died in the fire.
Obviously.
Certainly, right? But the...
What happened as a result?
But what happened was there was a charitable organization in the city called the Chicago Relief and Aid Society.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and just like any other disaster... contributions poured in from all over the country. It got fed into this organization, you know, which, you know, you could think of the Red Cross or something like that.
Right.
And they organized handing out charity to people who needed it, finding jobs for people, because there was tons of jobs because they had to do rebuilding.
Yeah, you know, that's the real critical issue with private charity, is that the money goes where it belongs in most cases, because people who really care are behind the program, unlike faceless welfare bureaucrats who just want to collect a government paycheck and sit around on their ass and eat donuts all day. The people who are working for the Red Cross, the Salvation Army, etc., they really do care about helping people. They really do care about ensuring that they investigate the people who are asking for money and finding out if they really do need it or not, finding out if they're trying to scam the system. Government doesn't care about that. They just want you to fill out the paperwork, dot all the right I's, and cross the right T's, and you'll get your damn check.
Right. You're absolutely right. I mean, when a private charity does its job well, then donors are going to give it more money.
That's correct.
Right? When the government does its job poorly, then they're going to spend more money, right?
Yep, you're absolutely right. It's the bizarro world of government, where failure...
Where everything is opposite.
Yes, failure results in a reward for government.
It's fun
sick.
Failure.
It's actually, yeah, it's actually
more
a sick incentive.
It.
Yeah, it's a sick incentive to fail.
Yeah.
Great point, Dan. Anything else on your mind?
No, that's it for today.
Good call, sir. 1-800-259-9231. I couldn't agree more with that call.
Yeah, I
great,
couldn't either.
Great. Well put. 800-259-9231. So, if you really want to help people, if you're a liberal and you want to help people, and I do, I want to help people.
I'm not a liberal and I want to help
people. Right, I'm not a liberal and I want to help people. But if you want to really help people, government is the last way that you should ever consider helping somebody. And the other reason is because it doesn't matter what your intentions are. It doesn't matter how golden your ideas are. You want to give money to poor people. Well, that's a great idea, but unfortunately the means does not justify the ends. And the means, believe it or not, is the government pointing guns at people. I'm sorry, but robbery does not justify helping somebody. In the same way that if somebody was really destitute and in the streets and came up to you and stole your car so they could go pawn it and buy themselves some food, that would be wrong. I mean, there's no question that would be wrong.
No question.
No matter if his grandma was dying or whatever his excuse was for stealing your car, it's still stealing.
It's no different if the poor person goes to the government and says, please, please give me some money. And then the government comes to you and steals your car or your money or whatever and turns that over to the poor person. Just because there's an intermediary in there doing the thievery doesn't make it right.
Well, that puts the sin and the onus on the government, to my mind.
More Free Talk Live on the way. You take control.
For some time now, many people have heard of the benefits of Oregacin, Oreganol, Oregamax, and the many other health products from North American Urban Spice. Dr. Cass Ingram has stated,
extracts of wild oregano, notably the P73 oil, in particular the P73 Oregacin, completely obliterate the human cold virus in 20 minutes in one dose with a 100% kill.
Health and well-being can be achieved by using the all-natural Urban Spice products from North American Urban Spice. Call 877-817-9829 to order or ask for a free catalog. The oils, juices, and capsules manufactured by North American Urban Spice are from the finest raw materials in the world, which is why North American Urban Spice is recognized as the leader in natural herbal products.
The herbal medicine has the exact frequency, the exact chemistry to kill any germ.
Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Start down the road to herbal health. Herbs and spices or doctors and drugs, the choice is yours. Call 877-817-9829 to order your North American Urban Spice products today.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's toll-free, and you can take control. Even in the intermittent moments of the show, we're only here for a few more minutes till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And join us online at freetalklive.com. We got updates. You just click updates, sign up, takes you maybe a minute or two, and from that point on, we'll send you emails whenever there's something you need to know about the show.
Then you're in the Free Talk Live Mouseketeer Club.
That's, I like that. That's good. 1-800-259-9231. Let's wrap up this email from Mary Jo. She emailed us at ftl@freetalklive.com. She's agreeing with us on a lot. I mean, she agrees with the libertarian premise and the concepts on pretty much every issue. Only the really extreme ones that the extreme positions I take that she kind of questions, and that's sensible, Mary
sure.
Jo. It really is. Don't believe everything Ian
and
says.
And she's somewhat concerned with the whole libertarians are cynical kind of
mm-hmm.
thought process, which, you know, I mean, I understand where people are coming from on that, but. You know, freedom is so foreign to what we have in this country, it's hard to imagine it.
Mm-hmm. People have been raised without any semblance of freedom, and so, yes, it's very difficult for a lot of Americans to
wrap
their...
I say we have a semblance of freedom, I'm just...
We have an illusion of freedom, is what we have. Let's go on here. Mary Jo says, I don't like paying taxes any better than anyone else. But someone will have to pay for someone to protect our rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. For instance, police and courts in a much more limited capacity. There is a cost associated with this, granted a lesser cost than today, but still a cost. So how do you propose to pay for this? I can see the courts, both sides, could pay for their complete cost, maybe recover from the loser the fees for both. That would be the loser pay system that we've talked about here. Not sure bribery couldn't really work well in this instance. Of course, they're not much better today. Maybe the judge and lawyers will have other jobs and pick up extra for this. But law enforcement officers will be needed, even though they too will probably get fewer calls, because we'll take care of a lot of our own problems that could get you in more trouble today, like shooting burglars on your own. But what about good old domestic disputes? Don't think they're going to be going away anytime soon.
I don't think they will either.
Shoplifting will probably still be with us as well. So the answer there is, okay, Mary Jo, I'll be all right with local police departments. Okay, well, let's downsize federal government to the minimal constitutional levels, and I'll be a happy, happy guy. I'll still be arguing for the abolishment of certain other government programs at that point, but nonetheless, I'll be very, very pleased with that.
Now, I would think that you would have to pay for those things in the same manner that they're paid for now, with property tax.
I wouldn't think so. It would seem to me that if the police really provided a valuable service, they could raise money voluntarily. Wouldn't you think? Couldn't there be some sort of, police insurance program that you opt into and, then the police won't charge you when they come to see you? Basically, you have to pay when an ambulance comes to see you. You have to pay the ambulance fee in a lot of places in this country because it's not free. That ride to the hospital ain't free. Yeah, they'll get you there and save your life, and then you have to pay for it when you're done. So if you call the cops and they come, you should have to pay for it unless you buy the police insurance from the police department. I mean, that's just a quick idea I just came up with right now. I think voluntarily funding programs is the way to go. Because if the cops start doing bad things, then people can say, turn off the faucet. Oh, what's that? You're beating diabetics? I don't want to give you any money anymore. Bye-bye. Don't want your services anymore. I'll hire a private investigator. Or I'll hire private security. I think there should be other options.
If you want a crime solved, you better hire a
You're
private.
You're damn right. This is
now,
what I'm
not
about.
Saying that they're the...
So voluntary options are preferable. That's all I'm saying. Free Talk Live. We're coming back tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Eastern Time, for the Friday night edition. Join us then. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And in the meantime, you can, of course, join us online and join the fun at freetalklive.com. See you tomorrow night.
If you're tired of...